Hear that? That's our bird of the month for March, the glaucous winged gull. Hi, I'm Carol Ford for Ketchumak Bay Birders. The glaucous winged gull is the largest and most numerous of our local year-round gulls, and they take an incredible 4 years to mature from their camouflage mousy brown to the brilliant white, black, and blue-gray, or glaucous, hues of adult plumage. Whatever color its feathers, its pink feet and legs will identify it as March's Bird of the Month, the glaucous winged gull. Complete information about our Bird of the Month is on our website, ketchumakbaybirders.org. Today, I'd like to introduce you to a fascinating wandering visitor. Residents of Homer are entertained by a wide range of aerial displays each year, from the clouds of shorebirds in spring and majestic overflights of migrating cranes and waterfowl both spring and fall, to the large feeding flights of winter residents such as rock sandpipers along the Homer Spit. However, every year in late autumn, after the leaves have turned and fallen from the trees, residents of Homer are greeted to one of the most captivating birds to migrate through our area, Bohemian waxwings. Coordinated aerial displays, referred to as murmurations, can be seen throughout town as they feverishly descend on the red berries of mountain ash trees, gorge themselves for a few seconds while dangling on ends of the flimsy branches, and then all take off at once to roost in a nearby tree. This cycle is repeated over and over from ornamental mountain ash and mayday trees to native serviceberry, highbush cranberry, buffaloberry, rosehips, and Sitka mountain ash. These full-bellied, thick-necked birds, about the size of an American robin, are exquisitely colored with a striking narrow black mask and chin, brownish-gray breast, cinnamon-tinged forehead and cheek, sharply defined dark cinnamon undertail, shaggy pointed crest, and brilliant yellow terminal tail band. Intriguing bright red appendages on the ends of their secondary flight feathers resemble drops of sealing wax, from which all waxwings get their common name. The drops are flattened extensions of the feathered shafts and indicate the bird's age. Bohemian waxwings are monogamous and non-territorial. Therefore, they don't have an actual song, but occasionally do produce a high-pitched, hissy trill. Bohemian waxwings range is circumpolar. They occur throughout the northern forests of Europe, Asia, and North America. They are not long-distance migrants, but after dining on insects all summer, they move in flocks outside their breeding range in search of winter fruit. The Bohemian gets its name from its vagabond or gypsy-like wandering during the winter months. Homer has not always been a stopover for Bohemian waxwings, but due to the planting and maturing of ornamental berry-producing trees here in recent decades, we are now happily on their culinary map. So when you see the leaves fall, watch for murmurations of Bohemian waxwings. And remember, when you hear this sound anytime, that's a glaucous winged gull, our bird of the month. This is Carol Ford signing off for Bird Rhythms.
Bird Rhythms is brought to you by the Ketchumak Bay Birders. We have meetings and birding trips once a month, plus many more activities. Check out the upcoming events and complete information about our Bird of the Month on our website, ketchumakbaybirders.org. All events are free and open to the public. This is Gary Lyon for Ketchumak Bay Birders. And remember, every day is a great day to bird.